KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K2.
Dave Wiley on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, coming to you live in this beautiful evening edition of Redding Colt 45's baseball, live from historic Tiger Field. The weather is perfect tonight. It is now 73 degrees. We've got a northwest wind, 16 miles per hour, up to 18 miles per hour. It's going to be a beautiful night at baseball. I am filling in for Jacob Green tonight. And tonight's lineup. I'm going to give you that here. For MBO, we've got Rocco Pena. And we've also got Andrew McIntyre, batting second, number 13. Batting third, Javis Avelos. Cleanup hitter, Henry Palmer, number 27. Batting fifth, Duncan Hansen. Number 18, Zane Alessani. Number 7, number 21, Van Payton, batting 8th. Number 52, Mason Tassano, batting 9th, Drew Hansen. And for the Redding Colt 45s, number 14, Rogowski, batting 2nd. Number 3, Reyes. Batting third, number 24, Mora. Batting fourth, number 36, Mar. The cleanup hitter, number 36, Mar. Batting fifth, number 17, Likens. Batting sixth, Terrell. Batting seventh, Ham. McMillan. And Green, batting 10th. We're going to tune in here for the national anthem. And there you have it. Thank you. All right, we're going to take our first break here. Tonight's Colt 45's game is brought to you by Memory Lane and Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique and upcycled furniture such as dining tables, chairs, and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good evening, Reading, and all those listening in to this beautiful night of baseball. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're coming to you live here, and these teams are out on the field getting ready. Now, last night they played, and the Colt 45s beat them pretty good, so tonight will be interesting. Got some wind tonight, and special shout out to the producer back in the studio, Phil Churchill. And you're used to hearing Jacob Green, and I'm covering for Jacob Green tonight. And I'm going to do my best to give you this play-by-play down here. And these guys are just warming up, and let me get you some. So if you can make it down here to the game, you know, come support the Shasta County Boys this summer as this minor league style baseball with wooden bats is getting big here in Reading, and some of America's best professional baseball prospects will make Shasta County their home this summer. The Colt 45's mission is to provide an environment where each team member is accountable to his teammates for their development and personal growth, both as an individual and as a baseball player. So here we go with our first pitch coming in at 7:14 p.m. And we got a base hit here for third base, and he is out. Number 13 at bat, Andrew McIntyre. Shortstop here. Strike one. We got one out here in the top of the first. Ball one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Cup set. And deliver. Strike two. Cup set. Foul ball.
That ball brought to you by Banner Bates.
One ball, two strikes. We got one out. Upset.
And it's your beer, man.
And he's out of there. Now we got two outs. Coming up to bat is Javier Avalos, number five. Upset. Ball. Ball one. Upset. And you can hear that bat, I think. And that's an easy catch. Cheese out there. And that's three outs, and that will take us to the change here. And tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is
brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
No balls, one strike. Ball one, strike one. Here comes this 1-1 pitch. Comes set. Foul ball out to the library. And we hit a car. We got one ball, two strikes here at the bottom of this second, first inning. Here at the bottom of this first inning. Number 14, Rogalski here at bat. And that's strike three. He's out. Next up to bat, number three, Reyes. Adam Reyes. Cup set. And delivered ball. What? Ball two. And here comes this 2-0 pitch. Ooh, nice hit by Reyes out to left field, center field, and he's running to second, and he made it all the way to second base. Reyes on second base. Nice hit there, all the way out to center field.
Reyes down left center field.
Next up to bat, we've got Mora, number 24, left-hander. Cup set. He's looking down the barrel there. Nice breeze. Good 15-mile-an-hour breeze out here tonight, guys. And it looks like dropped the ball, but it was called a ball. All right. We got Reyes moving over to third in that last play. Number 24, Mora, batting here. One ball, no strikes. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And he knows that runner's on third. Feel the intensity here. He's staring down that barrel. Cup set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Ooh, way popped out in the foul territory. Back out there to Highway 273 over there, basically. Okay, now we got two balls, two strikes, one out. Cup set. Another foul ball to the left here. And you hope people are listening for that bat to crack and sitting out here. Keep your eyes peeled, folks, to catch a ball out here. Foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Cup set. Ball three. Here comes that 3-2 pitch. We got one out here. More up to that. And he is walking it out. So now we got Mora on first. We got Reyes on third. And up next, number 36, Barr. He eyeballs first base. Pitcher tips his hat. And nice hit out to left field, and it's gone. There we go, guys. That is bringing three runs in on this first inning here. And we only have one out, so we're starting off good here down at Tiger Field. Bleachers are pretty much filling up here. There's a few seats left if you get down here now. All right, so we got a 3-0 ball game. Colt 45s are up. One out. Corey Likens, number 17, coming up to bat. Come set. And that's strike one. That was what you call a meatball. And come set. Ooh, hit him in the elbow. Looks like he had like an elbow pad right there too. It's like the pitcher, I don't think he intentionally, but it aimed right for his elbow pad. So I don't think it hurt him too bad, but he sure did get that base out of that. Up to bat next, number 4, Carroll. And the catcher's going to go out and talk to the pitcher. Get these names down here. They're having a little conversation. You know, you wonder what they're talking about up there, but he's probably telling them, giving them some pointers. Noticing number 4 here, Carroll, coming up to bat. We got one out here in the bottom of the first. Ooh, eyeballs first base. Not in time. Runner on first is safe. Likens, safe. Ooh, he goes for first base again. Likens is safe again. Maybe that's what that catcher was telling him. Oh, he eyeballs first base again, but no throw yet. Okay, and the delivery, way low. And inside, number 4, Carroll. Not going to swing at that one. Cup set, deliver, way inside. Carroll's got two balls, one out here. And he throws to first base again, and the umpire calls it safe. Okay, he's walking to second. Okay, the umpire is heading out to the pitcher, lecturing about something. And we'll cut to a quick break here.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now it's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware,
cup set, actually.
Antique and upcycled.
Okay, they're back at it.
Antique and upcycled furniture such as dining tables, chairs, and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antique, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Okay, the delivery, Carroll, right to the shortstop. Oh, it goes right between the shortstop's legs. So the outfielder's coming in from center field, and we got another home base touch here. 4-0 now. Still got one out here at the bottom of the first. It is 4-0, Colt 45. We thought we were going to break there because the Ups were giving some lectures. But we went right back at it, so we're here still. Pitcher's still eyeballing first base. We got a delivery. Oh, and he steals second. Now he's stealing third. Here we go. Now he's going to run it all the way home. Okay. Yo, and he's safe. Okay, it is now 5-0. Colt 45 in the bottom of the first here. 5-0. We still got one out here. We got one strike on this one. Number 19, Ham, is up to bat. Cup set. Delivery. Ooh. Strike two. The breeze seems to have settled down. The delivery. One ball, two strikes, and one out here. In the bottom of the first. 5-0 ball game. 4:45. Upset. Ooh, it looked like he almost crossed that plate, but nope. We got ball two, strike two. Pitcher's keeping it moving here with his 2-2 pitch. Upset. The delivery. Way out to the outfield, and he caught it out there in center field. So that will bring us two outs. This breeze is coming in and out, and it's about 18 miles per hour out of the northwest here.
Stepping up to the plate for the 45s. Catcher, number 31.
McMillan's coming up to bat. Number 31. Cup set, delivery. Ball one. Delivery. Ooh. I guess if you could hear that crack of that wood bat, goes right to the center fielder there. And so that brings us three outs, and that will retire this first inning. So tonight's Ready Colt 45s.
Brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique and upcycled furniture such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
We are back here in the second inning. It is a 5-0 ball game. Colt 45's on top. Come set. Strike. Strike one. number 27, Emily Palmer, up to bat. Hits it down to second baseman and straight to first, and he's out, tagged out. This guy's made it look easy to get him out. Bounced right there to the second baseman. Threw it right to first and got him out. So here we are in the second, top of the second. One out.
Catcher, number 24, Duncan Hansen.
Next up, we got Duncan Hansen batting for MBO. The pitch. Ball one. In comes set. And he hits it out. And, oh, he dives and catches it. That is a beautiful catch. That looked super pro the way he ran and slid to catch that. Now we've got two outs here in the top of the second inning. And the shadows are starting to cover the pitcher's mound. And the breeze seems to be picking up here and there. Come set. The delivery. Ball one. The delivery. This is Zany Alisani, number 18, to bat. And strike three. And that will bring us to back to
tonight's Running Cool 45's Baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now is the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
We are back out here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Come set. And the first pitch. The bottom of the second inning here. It's a 5-0 ball game. Colt 45 is on top. One ball. Here comes the next pitch. Two balls. One strike. Way inside on that third pitch. One ball. Strike. And he's walking to first.
Go up,
And that brings us to the top of the lineup. Rogowski pitching, batting again. Runner on first. The catcher drops it, and the runner runs to second base. Rogowski, number 14 here, at bat. Looks at second, comes set. Low and inside. NBO looking for some relief here. And inside again. Rogowski will take first on a walk. Next up to bat, Reyes. Comes that first pitch to Reyes. And one ball. Reyes' orange socks really stand out tonight. Here comes that pitch. And a foul ball. Looks like it's going right for the library. Somebody's car. They do give you a warning over here. If you're going to park there, you are at risk. And here comes that 1-1 pitch to Reyes. Upset. And foul ball out to...
Provider of sports medicine, the entire fashion that decides to stand for you. Sam Carrito is also the top 45's team.
One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Reyes at bat. Catcher drops the ball. Runners advance. Now we got runners on second and third. This 5-0 ball game here in the bottom of the second inning. Two balls, two strikes. Runners on second and third. Colt 45's. Mora. Sorry, Reyes up to bat.
Specializing in non-surgical disc repairs since 1985, Justice Scott Specialist Center.
Reyes, number 6, shortstop. Stretching a little.
Severe cases.
And the catcher gets set. Umpire set. And here comes that 2-2 delivery. Reyes. Another foul ball. And now the shade has set over to first and second base. Most of the field is now in the shade. This beautiful June 20th night here in Redding, California. Colt 45's taking on NBO tonight. Ooh, strike 3. Reyes strikes out.
That's not bad.
You might have heard the owner of the Colt 45's, Bassetti, there. Get him on here. All right, we've got one out here in the bottom of the second. 5-0 ball game, Colt 45's over NBO. NBO Sacramento. Come set. One and one here. One out. One ball, one strike, and one out. NBO. Upset. Delivers. Foul ball territory. Nice hit, but wrong direction. Number 24, Nora, left-handed hitter. And two balls, two strikes, and one out. Here comes that 2-2 pitch. Nice hit out to center field. I lost the ball there. And that'll be two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner on second and third. Nice hit, foul ball. The wind's picking up out here. Seems like a crisp, beautiful night here in Redding. This is a beautiful June night. These guys are used to playing in 100-plus degree weather out here. And he is out at first, but runner does come home. And number 14, Rogowski, advances to third. That gives us a 6-0 ball game. We got two outs here in this bottom of the second. Number 36, Sam Marr. Delivery. And that'll be a strike one. No balls, one strike, and two outs here at the bottom of the second. 6-0 ball game. Colt 45 is on top. And the lights are coming on out here in Tiger Field. A delivery. And that'll be strike three. Well, that'll retire the second inning. And
tonight's Redding Colt 45 baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles. At 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
All right, we are back down here at Tiger Field, coming in with this one ball, one strike here in the third inning. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes here. Moving right along here. Pitchers moving it fast here. And that'll be strike three. My lineup does not have this. Here we go. That was Chris. Number 52, Mason Tassano, up to bat here. One strike. All right. Ooh. And right now, Green is pitching for the Colt 45s. And up to bat, number 52, Tassano. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the top of the third. Green for the delivery. And that'll be strike two. Ball two, strike two. For Tassano. And Green for the delivery. Inside. Ball three. Green sets. And that will be strike three. So Green gets the green light to advance. Two outs here in the top of the third. Number 40, Drew Hansen up to bat. Hi. Ball one. Ooh, strike one. Green. Coming with that 1-1 pitch here. Come set. Delivery. And that'll be strike two. And the 1-2 pitch here. Ooh, that one came right at us here. Bouncers, good thing there's a net right there. Nice hit. Oh, number 40. Nice hit by Drew Hansen. Was caught by second baseman, thrown to first for that out. That'll retire the part of the inning here. And tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables, chairs, and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles, 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good evening, Reading. This is KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, and you can listen to KCNR1460.com from anywhere, anytime in the world. We're out here in Reading, California with this Colt 45 taking on the NBO Sacramento. It is a 6-0 ball game. And we've got one out here at the bottom of the third inning. And number four is at bat, Carroll. One ball. Two balls now. And the 2-0 pitch here with one out. And that'll be a strike. So we got two balls, one strike, and one out here in the bottom of the third. And we got Carroll up to bat. No runners on base. Come set. And the delivery is a nice hit out to the outfielder. Caught it there. Out in right field. That'll be two outs. Quick two outs here. And next up to bat, designated hitter, Ryan Hamm. Here's the delivery. Low and inside, ball one. And a 1-0 delivery. Inside again. Ball two. So we got two balls, no strikes. Two outs here. Bottom of the third. Colt 45 is up by 6-0. Ham here at bat. And that'll be strike one. That was a nice pitch there. And he swung on it and missed. And there's a foul ball there. And we got two balls, two strikes, and two outs. NBO still scoreless. Two outs here. Get it back up to bat. Oh, and the catcher catches it, gently throws it to first base for that third out. So now, we will retire this third inning. And tonight's Reading Colt 45s is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Now is the time to shop at Memory Lane's Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. 273 at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, vinyl records, antique upcycled furniture, dining tables, chairs, and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Make sure you check out Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Here we are back. Reading Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We got two strikes here. No outs in the fourth. And number 33... NBO will take a strike three. We got one out here. And we've got McIntyre here from NBO. Sacramento up to bat. Green delivers the one ball. McIntyre looks like he's ready to run. Ooh. Avoids getting hit by the ball. Green delivers. McIntyre is poised and ready for MBO. You can tell he's ready to run. And that'll be strike two. Green's keeping it moving here for the Colt 45s. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. And he runs. McIntyre's out at first. So we have two outs here at the top of the fourth inning. It's a 6-0 ball game. Colt 45s on top.
First pitch, number 5, Javier.
Next up, to bat, Javier Avellos from MBO. Green delivers. That'll be one ball. No strikes. Two outs here. And that's a foul ball from Avellos. Avellos, it looks like he's ready to run. As he gets set here. Green. Colt 45 delivers. Aveo swings, and that'll be strike three. Green's just bringing those breaking balls. And doesn't seem like anybody's able to hit those very well. Colt 45's on top, and it's a beautiful night here in Reading. It is feels like 70 degrees, and it sure is nice and cool on this June 20th evening edition. The Reading Colt 45s baseball taking on NBO Sacramento. This is game two. And, you know, the Colt 45s have their baseball camp coming up this week. Make sure you check out their website for more information on that. It's not too late to sign up for that kids camp. And go down and check that out. You can go to Colt45s.com. Find out more information about your kids attending this camp. We're going to cut to break here. Tonight's Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane. And we're going to go to break quick here. We'll be back.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
And we are back down here at Tiger Field. And we've got one strike. McMillan up to bat. He hit that foul ball out there and definitely hit a car out there. He's just doing his job. Nice hit all the way out. And it's all the way to the wall, but caught by NBO Sacramento. And that gives us one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still 6-0 ball game. And next up to bat, DeCanio, number 20, substitution. We got one strike, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45 is up to bat, number 20, DeCanio hits it, and it's caught by NBO center field. That gives us two outs. Nice hit, but that did go right into the hands of the center fielder. Next up to bat, Rogowski. Rogowski from Rockland, California. Plays at Folsom College. And, now we got the one ball. That'll be two balls inside. And, Rogowski playing at Folsom College. He is 5'11". Playing for the Colt 45s here this season. And the delivery from NBO. That gives us two balls, two strikes, and two outs. So we got the 2-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. 6-0 ball game. And the delivery. And that'll be strike three, and that'll retire the side. And tonight's game.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now is the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antiques, glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables, chairs, and other home furnishings. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good evening. We are down here at Colt 45's baseball. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR1460.com. All around the world you can hear us. And we are here in the top of the fifth inning. It's a 6-0 ball game. And number 27 up to bat, Chris Herrera. Tough read there. And right now, Shepherd, number 44, is pitching. Substitute pitcher here. Shepherd with the 1-1 delivery. No outs here. Shepherd getting some pitches in tonight. And getting set here. The breeze has cooled down. And as soon as I said that, then the breeze picked up. But not like it was earlier, 18 miles an hour. Seems more like 12 miles an hour. Head north, west-northwest. Went. And Shepherd with a 2-2 delivery. Two balls, two strikes. And that's hit out to the wall. Bounces off the wall. Throws in, and the runner makes it to second. And that's the first base runner tonight. And he makes it to second base. Number 24, Duncan Hanson up to bat. And Shepherd pitching for the Colt 45s delivers. And that's one strike. one strike here in the delivery. And that's hit out to
the wall.
And it's over. There's a home run. Number 24, Hanson, for the home run, running in two batters. The score is now 2-6 as NBO scores
in the fifth inning here.
And that brings us to 2-6. Hanson with the home run. And bringing in that batter brings that score to 2-6. Next up to bat, we've got Zany Alessani. And Shepard, pitching for the Colt 45s, delivers. And that will be strike one. Here comes Shepard getting ready. Comes set. Delivers. That'll be strike two. Nice job by the pitcher. Shepard for Colt 45 substitute pitching. And Zany Alessani. That'll be ball one. Ball one. Strike two. The score is now 2-6. 445 is over NBO Sacramento. The delivery, foul ball, out to the library. And if you're listening and ready, you know normally it is a very hot time of the year. And right now I'm feeling kind of chilly. This is beautiful out here tonight. Good night for baseball. The sound of that wooden bat cracking. Alessani hits another foul ball. One ball. Two strikes. Shepard delivering for Colt 45s here. And that'll be strike three. Next up to bat, Van Payton. Van Patten. Levi Van Patten. Number 21 up to bat, left-handed. Shepard delivers. Outside, low, for ball one. Ball one, no strikes, one out. That'll be ball two. Van Patten, left-handed hitter. Shepard delivers outside for ball three. Shepard delivers again for, that'll be ball four. Van Patten will walk to first base on that ball four. Number 52, Mason Tassano up to bat for NBO Sacramento. And it's a 2-6 ball game. One out. In the bottom of the fifth, that'll be strike one. One strike, way inside, and Tassano avoids getting hit in the shin by that one. Number 52, Tassano, another ready-looking runner. Gets ready. And that'll be strike two. Shepard bringing it tonight. Fasano tapping the home plate. Guy's bat in the air, ready to knock one out of the park. See what he can do here. Shepard for the delivery. Fasano hits the foul ball over to the library cars. And it's out of there with the foul. And the catcher communicating a little bit with Shepard, 1245's catcher. And Sano here for MBO, Sacramento, gets its stance, the delivery, and a foul ball. Folks, I was telling you about those summer camps a little bit. Give you a little more information. Every season, the Colt 45's club offers summer camps for aspiring young baseball players. Participants will be coached in all the areas of the game by Colt 45's personnel, three kids to one Colt 45 player or coach. And since our players are from high-level, well-respected college baseball programs around the country, they'll share their experiences, skills with the kids. That's happening Monday, June 23rd, and Tuesday, this coming, June 24th, from 8 a.m. to noon. For $125, that's a great value. You should definitely sign up for that. All right. Tyler Shepard is out here still pitching for Colt 45s. And Hanson, left-handed hitter, got one ball, two outs, and a foul ball. Looked like it was right coming right for our announcer booth here, once again. And we're glad there's some nets there, aren't we? And you can see number 13 getting ready there. This is the second night of NBO Sacramento, and they will come back tomorrow night. And right now it's a 2-6 ball game with Colt 45s on top. And number 40, Hanson, advances to first base, and that was caught, so that'll be out number three, and
tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintages, Collectibles, and Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintages, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles, at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're an all-star.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball. This is David Wiley, and I'm joined by my daughter here at Miracle. And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, coming to you live, Tiger Field. And we are back in the bottom of the fifth. It's a 2-6 ball game. And we've got one ball up at bat. We got Reyes. Ooh, Reyes. Dodging that one. About hit him in the head. Two balls. And the delivery. MBO. Way low. Inside. That's ball three. Number 17, Sam Jarvis is Jarvis. Sam Jarvis is pitching for MBO Sacramento. And the 3-0 delivery inside, and Reyes walk on that ball four. Reyes walks it out. Left-handed hitter for the Colt 45s. Back up here at Mora, number 24. That'll be one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Delivers. And strike two. Reyes. Trying to swing at him. I don't know if they're breaking in the wind or MBO looks at first. Reyes on first from that walk. And Mora up to bat here. Here comes that 1-2 pitch. Way outside. Maybe two balls. Two strikes. The lights are on and the sun is going down here in Redding. And the breeze is still going. Nice and cool. And Reyes is on first. Mora batting left-handed. It is 64 degrees, and that'll be ball three. Feels like 54, according to this app. 54, it could be twice as hot. So we're glad it feels like 54 tonight. Beautiful night out here for baseball. And Mora will walk. So now Colt 45s have Mora on first, Reyes on second, and number 36, Sam Marr up to bat. in this 2-6 ball game. And that'll be strike one. I'm wondering if they're underestimating this pitcher here at first, getting used to this pitcher here. And the 0-1 pitch. Strike two. Marr strikes out. Strikes two. Number 36, Sam Marr. Getting set up here. And there's a hit out to right field. Hits the ground. The runners advance. Now we got runners on. Bases loaded. Runners on first, second, and third. And now we got Likens coming up to pitch. Likens has the potential here for a grand slam. Whenever you see those bases loaded, I guess the pressure's on to hit a home run. Likens coming from Bakersfield, plays in the outfield at Chico State, and for the Colt 45s this summer. And here comes the 0-1 delivery. And that'll be strike two. Likens. Likens with the bases loaded. No outs. Two strikes. And strike three. That'll give us our first out. Bases still loaded. Goes out swinging. Number four, Carroll, up the bat. All the way from Fresno. Mark Anthony Carroll from Reedley College. Playing shortstop here for the Colt 45s this summer. Mark Anthony Carroll. Number four, up the bat. Strike one. One out. And a ground ball, and he makes it. You know. So, out number two. And Reyes scores. This is a 2-7 ball game. Reyes scores. And we've got runners on second and third. Low and inside. One ball. Two outs. The delivery. It'll be one ball, one strike. Ham. Ham gets ready. In a stance, bent knees. And he gets hit by the ball on his left elbow. And he's going to take a base. And the runners will stay at second and third as Reyes takes a base from getting hit in the elbow there with the ball. And that brings up McMillan, number 31. Looks like he's going to clean this up. Base is loaded here. McMillan, number 31. And Bio delivers one strike. One strike, two outs. This 2-7 ball game. And delivers that foul ball. And the crowd says, oh, because it hit a car. McMillan batting here. Rain McMillan from Murrieta, California. playing at Palomar College and for the Colt 45s this summer. He is a catcher. And it looks like he's ready to run. Base is loaded here. McMillan swings the bat around in the circles. Getting ready. Steps away from the bat. Knocks his helmet. Kind of waking himself up. There's a little loop-de-loo with the bat. Comes set. Delivery. That'll be two strikes. One ball. The 1-2 pitch. Ooh, Carroll. And McMillan hits it way out to outfield. No, it's caught by the second baseman. And that'll retire the side.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back, Colt 45's Baseball, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and the delivery by Shepherd. And that's hit out two, and that second baseman runs out to the outfield and catches that. It'll be one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Rocco Pena, nice hit. But caught by the Colt 45s. Andrew McIntyre up to bat here. Shortstop for NBO Sacramento. Number 13, Andrew McIntyre. Shepherd delivers, and McIntyre hits it to third baseman and makes it safe. Makes it safe to first base. People did not like that call, but that's how I saw it too, umpire. It looked safe to me. So here we are with one out, the top of the sixth inning. And it's a 2-7 ball game. Colt 45's on top. Scoring five runs up front in the first inning. And then one run in the second inning. And NBO scoring with that home run and with that runner on base got them those two runs there in that last inning.
And the umpires are having a discussion, wondering what happened there. From here, I saw it that he was safe. The umpire called it safe, but the crowd did not like it. So maybe there's something that the umpire and I didn't see right. And maybe the other umpires are talking about it too. But whatever they're discussing out there, they are talking about something. And now everybody's getting back in place. Time to play some more ball here. Number 5, Javier Avello, up to bat for the MBO Sacramento. Shepherd pitching for Colt 45s. Upset. Delivery. Inside and low. Digging dirt there. For ball one. Shepherd. That 1-0 delivery. Looking around and delivers. And Javier Avellos hits. Runner stays at first. That'll be one out. And I'll tell you what, it is cool. If you are listening and you're from Reading, it could be double this temperature tonight on a normal night. Feeling like 54 degrees, and we've had nights like this playing out here that it's 108, so that's twice as hot as it is now. And up to bat, Henry Palmer. Henry Palmer batting for MBO tonight. Takes a stance. And Shepherd. No balls, one strike, two outs. And that is going out to caught by the center fielder. And that'll be bringing us to the middle of the inning here.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now is the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques has glassware, silverware, and upcycled furniture such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
We are back in Redding, California. This is Colt 45's baseball game. Sam Jarvis pitching for MBO. And delivers that one ball. No strikes. And we've got Green. Sorry. DeCanio up to bat here, substituting in. DeCanio getting that delivered. Well, that'll be one strike. Sam Jarvis, NBO Sacramento pitching, bringing that 2-1. And that ball is hit out past the shortstop. And he will advance to first base. DeCanio now on first base. And number 14, Rogalski up to bat. That'll bring us to the top of the lineup. Rogalski taking a big stare at his bat, connected, ready to connect with that baseball. Jarvis delivers for NBO, and that'll be one strike. Rogalski, ready to run. Way high. Jarvis, ready to deliver that 1-1. One ball, one strike. Way low. He's going low. He's going high. And the runner at first, back at home at first base safely. Here comes the 2-1 delivery. And he throws it back to first base, and he gets safe once again. Jarvis is letting him know he's watching him. And he looks again at first base. Jarvis delivers ball 3. Rogalski set up to bat. Jarvis back to first base. As DeCanio keeps eyeing second. And you wonder if DeCanio is going to run to second. Oh, and ouch. Rogalski is hit in the left elbow again by Jarvis. Jarvis pitching inside there. Got two inside. And Rogalski's hit by a pitch. And that'll bring up number 3, shortstop, for the Colt 45. Reyes is okay. NBO's coach is coming out to talk to Jarvis. Probably about his pitching and how he's hit, I think, 3 players tonight. He's wanting to pitch high and then super low and inside. And he doesn't want to give any meatballs or anything right down the middle or anything. But at the same time, man, you got to watch out hitting players. That's an automatic base advancement. Okay, the coach gets back there in the dugout. And Reyes is ready with the bat. Jarvis comes set. Delivers. Reyes hits it way out to center field. But that's easily caught. But runners are advancing. And that'll get DeCanio to third. DeCanio takes third in this 2-7 ball game here in the bottom of the 6th. We've got one out. Number 24 coming up, Mora, left-handed batter. Jarvis is going to deliver that pitch. Zamora. Runners on first and third. And Mora takes his stance as Marr warms up on the side. Foul ball. So that'll be 1-1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And runners on first and third as the Colt 45s. Marr is up to bat here. Jarvis looks at first again. And a foul ball right back to the hamburger stand. I'll tell you what, if you come out to the Colt 45s games, they've got some good food for great prices. This is a great experience all around here at Tiger Field. If you haven't had a chance to get out here, tomorrow night's a great night because the weather's going to be cool again. And we do have those red flag warnings, so it'll make for some interesting baseball tomorrow night. There's no bad seats in the house, and tickets are $8. If you listen to KCNR, you can even win some tickets. Listen to the Carl and Linda Bott Show from 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. They have all kinds of great guests. If you want to know things going on in the community, it's a great show to listen to, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 96.5 FM. So here we are at the bottom of the sixth. Two balls, two strikes, one out. You got runners on first and third for the Colt 45s. Marr up to bat. That'll be ball two, ball three, strike two. And Jarvis, Sam Jarvis, number 17, pitching, delivering. And that is way out. And that is a home run. And that'll bring in all the batters. He had runner on first, runner on third. And that's a home run right down the line, right inside the first base, all the way out to outside the wall out there by the RPD station. And it's a 2-10 ball game here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s on top. Here in this bottom of the sixth inning. And up to bat, we've got Marr. Not to be confused with the last batter, Mora. Number 36, Marr. Jarvis pitches inside again. Way inside. Jarvis seems like he has a plan with these inside pitches. As long as he doesn't hit the batter. It seems like he's got a plan bringing him inside like that. It was interesting watching him up against Mora, a left-handed hitter. Jarvis delivers, breaking ball. That'll be ball two. And Jarvis threw that one way outside that even the catcher could not catch that as it hits the nets. And Marr takes his stance once again. And that one's hit way up. And that's a fair ball as he runs past first and runs to second safely. Number 36, Marr, way left field hit. Makes it to second base. As Likens gets ready. Corey Likens, outfielder from Chico State, and coming from Bakersfield. And last time he was at bat, he was one of the guys that got hit by the ball. The left shoulder. Or left elbow. Alright. It's a 2-10 ball game. Colt 45 is on top. And the catcher is gonna go have a conversation. The catcher of NBO Sacramento is gonna go out and have a conversation with Sam Jarvis, the pitcher. I always wonder what those conversations are about. Maybe he's talking about the way that Likens is standing, or what he thinks, how he should throw the ball based on his perspective down there as he eyeballs that strike zone. And that's another base hit as runner advances to home. Number 36, Barr, in for the score as Likin takes first base with that left field hit. That brings up Carroll. Mark Anthony Carroll, shortstop, coming from Reedley College in Fresno. Plays at Reedley College and is from Fresno. And the NBO team is going to have a break timeout here as they talk about things. And they're trying to figure out how to get back caught up at this 2-11 ball game. Right in that first inning, it was a 5-0 ball game as Colt 45s brought it home. And then here in this inning, they've already scored 4 runs. We're going to cut to break real quick.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, the Collectibles of Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Okay, we are back at this Colt 45s game, and while we were away, the game kept going on real quick here as they changed pitchers, and now up pitching for MBO to switch it up for LL Asani. And he delivered, and now the Colt 45s advance. This is an 11-2 ball game. Colt 45 on top, 11-2. We've got designated hitter Ham up to bat. We got runners on second and third. Number 19, Ham, designated hitter, and one ball, one strike, and one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here comes that 1-1 delivery from Elisani, and that'll be strike two. Elisani coming out fresh. Now, tomorrow night, it will be also NBO baseball here at Tiger Field. And that game starts at 7:15. And all the games are starting at 7:15 this year, even the Sunday night games. However, on July 4th, that game will start at 6 p.m. That's the Independence Day celebration. That game will be at 6 p.m. on July 4th. Come out for a good time. Nothing like baseball and fireworks go together real well. Elisani coming with the fastball. And that'll be one ball. And here he comes with Elisani with that 1-0 pitch. And McMillan's ready to swing. And these guys seem refreshed. Like the pace of this ball game is picking up here. Elisani's fresh. That's a real low pitch, and the catcher doesn't catch it. It kicks up some dust and hits the back net as Elisani runs all the way to home plate just in case. So that'll be two balls, one strike. You got two outs. Elisani kind of shuffles around and comes set. Shrugs a little, and McMillan doesn't swing on that. And that'll be ball three. And it's feeling really downright cold tonight. And it says it is 65, and that'll be ball four. As McMillan takes a base. It is now 64 degrees. And the wind has died down, but by that I mean down to 11 miles per hour. And the air is dry at 35% dew point. McMillan does not swing on that. That'll be one ball. In this 2-11 ball game, 445's on top, this bottom of the sixth inning. If you're just tuning in. And Elisani's kicking up more dust, pitching low again. That'll be two balls. Elisani looks out to the sky. That'll be ball three. And Ham still on first base. As McMillan gets its stance. And DeCanio walks to first base. So now we've got the bases loaded. And Elisani is walking up. And the bases are loaded. As Rogowski does not swing on that. One ball, no strikes, and two outs. Bases loaded. 445s looking to score four more runs here. With the bases loaded, Rogowski does not swing. And that'll be strike one. The umpire thought that was right in the strike zone by Elisani. They have called that a strike. The pitch. And swings and misses. And that'll be one ball. Two strikes and two outs. Rogowski takes a bended knee stance, nice and low. And that'll be a ground ball to second base. So the runner on second's out. But that'll be 12-2 as another run comes in by Carroll. Carroll for the score. 12-2 ball game, and we're going to take a break.
Tonight's Reading 445's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antique glassware, silverware, antique, and upcycled furniture, such as dining tables and chairs and other home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
And we are back out here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. And this is Dave Wiley, and I'm usually producing the show back at the studio. But tonight I'm filling in for Jacob Green. Shout out to Jacob Green, one of the best announcers I've ever heard. And we're back here at the top of the seventh inning. And the score is 2-12. And up to bat, we've got number 24, Hansen. And he takes a base and makes it safe. As the breeze is nice and crisp and cool.
And for Redding, this is cold. This is a 2-12 ball game. MBO Sacramento looking to bring the score up. And up next, we've got Jonathan Wright up to bat. Delivery.
No batting. Third base for number 11, Jonathan Wright.
Number 11, Jonathan Wright takes a stance as Shepherd delivers. Shepherd's back at the mound. And Shepherd gets set here, comes set, and delivers. And Wright hits it out to center field. And both batters advance safely. Wright is now at first, and Hanson out at second. Hanson makes it safe to second. And next up to bat, we've got MBO's the catcher moves to the left a little, and he's looking for a bunt there. And the we got runners on second and third now. As he gets a hit, but does not make it to first. Next up to bat here, Fasano. Fasano, number 52. Up to bat as Shepherd comes set. It delivers and he swings to strike. It looked like it was outside, but he did swing at that. That'll be one strike, one out here at the top of the seventh. And foul ball. It's a foul ball out to far, far right field into foul territory. Tassano sets up to hit this. And Shepherd delivers. And Tassano strikes again. And goes out swinging, strike number three. And the breeze is intermittent here. And it's 64 degrees, but feels like 54. Now batting,
designated hitter,
number 27, Chris
Becerra.
Shepherd delivering. And that'll be one ball, one strike, two outs. As MBO looks to put some more runs on the board before the end of the night here. Yeah.
Becerro taking a stance. Shepherd pitching for Colt 45 tonight, delivers. And he swings at this. That'll be two balls, two strikes with two outs. Shepherd pitches it inside for three balls, two strikes. It's 3-2 pitch there. Coming right up. It's 3-2 pitch with two outs. NBO catcher set in place for a little left and low. And that'll be strike three with out number three. And that brings us to our break here. Seventh inning stretch. So everybody take a stretch. We'll be back.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45 Baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway.
We're going to sing the national anthem.
Bless America, stand by her, stand beside her, and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white and blue.
All right, we'll cut the break.
Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
In Redding, California. Welcome back to this beautiful night of baseball as we are out here at Tiger Field and coming into the bottom of the seventh inning in this 2-12 ball game. Colt 45s. Adam Reyes up to bat. And the delivery inside, that'll be ball one. Reyes, Adam Reyes, shortstop from Roseville, plays for a Folsom College and for the Colt 45s in the summer here.
Reyes hits the home plate with his bat. The breeze kicks up. And Reyes does not swing on that. It's two balls, one strike, and no outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Reyes, ground ball, right past the second baseman, out into the outfield. And that was caught after. And Reyes advances safely to first base. Next up, our left-handed hitter, Mora, number 24. Mora takes his stance, MBO, working with this west wind. Now it seems back up to 17 miles an hour.
Just a bit outside.
And that pitch is outside for ball one. And outside again for ball two. He's seeing if he can get Mora to swing on that outside, because Mora does appear tall and like he could reach it, but he's not swinging on it. It's ball two. Once again, not swinging. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Mora staring down. And that is way outside, so that'll be ball four as Mora takes a base. And that advances Reyes to second base. As they walk it out. The catcher's out there talking to the pitcher for MBO Sacramento. And here comes the coach giving him some coaching out there at the mound. And we're out here in the bottom of the seventh, Colt 45's baseball, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM and online at KCNR1460.com. Here in the bottom of the seventh, MBO Sacramento falling short, taking on the Colt 45s tonight.
As people get back into place. And Sam Marr comes up, number 36, to the plate. This breeze kicks up once again. Marr, hit by the ball, takes his base, pushing the second and third base is loaded. So we've got a hit by pitch and base is loaded. By two walks, this MBO pitcher keeps him moving. We're going to get Brandon Zanny coming up, pinch hitter, number 28. Brandon Zanny and pinch hitting tonight. With the bases loaded. Call me the breeze. It is chilly. And right as he pitched that ball, the wind kicked up to 18 miles an hour there as it's blowing all the papers around and makes for some fun baseball. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the seventh. Inside. That'll be ball two. Bases loaded from those walks and from that hit by pitch. And that'll be strike one. As Zanny does not swing. Cup set, the delivery. Inside. Almost hit. Zanny was real close to getting hit there. It almost seemed like it hit his bat on the inside of the handle there or something. As he takes a step back to not get hit. And that'll be ball four as the runners all advance. Driving in a run from Reyes. Reyes scores there. And it's a 2-13 ball game. And the Colt 45s looking to seal the deal here, here in the bottom of the seventh. MBO gonna go out to the mound and we're gonna cut to a very short break here. And, Memory Lane, shout out to Memory Lane for sponsoring tonight's Colt 45s baseball game. Memory Lane features antiques, glassware, silverware, vinyl records, antique and upcycled furniture, clothing, dining tables, chairs. You got to check them out there in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage and Collectibles, 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
And we're back out here at Tiger Field as a new pitcher comes up to give it a try. These guys are used to pitching in this warmer weather, and it is chilly tonight. Avios pitches it right down a meatball, and that is knocked right into the outfielder's hands. And Mark Anthony Carroll hits it out to the left field, easily caught. Avios pitches that meatball right down the center, which is then hit out to the left field and caught for that one out. And it is now a 2-14 baseball game. And Trey Bennett takes to the plate. Avios is new pitcher. And Trey Bennett left-handed as Avios pitches it inside for that ball one. And now it's strike one as Bennett swings on that and misses. And the delivery, two balls, one strike, one out here at the bottom of the seventh. Avio seems like he's getting warmed up now, pitching for MBO Sacramento. And the delivery, and Trey Bennett hits it way out, and it's caught by MBO for two outs. That made it way out there to the wall, and that was caught out there by that MBO outfielder. And that gets us two outs. Nice hit. Nice pitch. Nice hit. And a nice catch for the out. And coming up, McMillan to the plate. And that delivery is inside for ball one. McMillan takes a stance and hits way pop fly. And the first baseman catches it. Oh, he drops it. He had it. He drops it. I tell you, in this wind, in this cold air, you know, these guys might be a little stiff. That first baseman had it but dropped it, which allowed Trey Bennett to get that first base. And McMillan to get that first base. Canio up to bat. Avios delivers. Strike one. Avios eyes first baseman. Inside delivery for ball three. Ball one. Ball one. One strike. Two outs. Ooh, nice hit. And that is the kind of hit that you see to get you a double play. And so he takes all the way to second base, pushing Reyes to third. That's right. McMillan. DeCanio with a nice hit. And Rogowski brings us to the top of the order. Avios delivers. Strike one. Right down the middle. And no swing. Avios way down low for that delivery. It is now one ball, one strike, two outs. And it's now 16-2. The Colt 45's on top. Colt 45's up to bat. Rogowski here taps the plate with his bat. Avios delivers, and that one's headed to the library for a foul ball. Avios coming with this, getting ready for this 2-2 pitch. Two balls, two strikes in the pitch. And that will bring strike three. And that will bring us to the next inning.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in Anderson. Now's the time to shop at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features antiques, glassware, silverware, and furniture such as dining tables and other chairs and home furnishings, lamps, and more. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
And we are back down here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Dave Wiley filling in for Jacob Green tonight and tomorrow night. And here we go into the eighth inning. And we got number 23, Madsen, on the mound for the Colt 45s. Madsen delivering one strike. And that was hitting the foul territory. And up to bat now, number 33 for MBO, Rocco Pena. Rocco Pena with one out. And that'll be strikeout. Number 13 up to bat, Andrew McIntyre for MBO, Sacramento. As Madsen delivers and hit for a foul ball. Umpire is going to clean off the mound, the home plate there. And it was hard to see because the wind's kicking up. Some of those low pitches picking up all the dust. Madsen delivers. And that'll be one ball, one strike. And we got one out here in this top of the eighth inning. This 16-2 ball game. Colt 45s. Madsen delivers and hit to the second baseman and quickly thrown to first for that. Out number two. And now up to bat, Javier Avios. Avios throwing some good pitches in the last inning. Now up to bat and hits it right past the pitcher. Right past the second baseman, into the outfield, takes his first base for that. So he singles that right past the catcher, right past the second baseman, And the outfielder throws it in as he takes his base. Avios. Avios on first. Palmer batting. And Palmer swings for that one strike. As Madsen comes in this 0-1 pitch. Comes set. Eyes first base. Delivers. Low and inside for one ball, one strike. Madsen comes set, delivers, and Palmer hits that foul ball. One ball, two strikes, and two outs here in this top of the eighth inning. MBO, number 27, Palmer up to bat. One ball, two strikes. Deliver. Low and inside. Two balls. It's 2-2 pitch. Two outs. And that'll be foul tip. And retire the side. As we come here into the bottom of the eighth, MBO, I don't know. It's a 2-16 ball game. And tonight's game brought to you by Memory Lane Vintage and Collectibles. And you can get all kinds of stuff there. You got to go check it out. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
And we're back down here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. And we are already going here as we are at one ball, one strike as the Colt 45 is up to bat here as the wind is just ripping. And a foul ball hit out to the library. Number 3, Reyes up to bat. Reyes. And here comes this 2-2 pitch. And that'll be 3 balls, 2 strikes. As Reyes winds up the bat, delivery, low and inside, and that'll be a walk to first base.
first baseman, number 24.
Number 24 up the bat, Andrew Warren. Mora looking to hit the ball here. That's outside. That'll be two balls. No strikes. Navios looks at first base and pitches outside. Delivery. Mora not going to swing, but outside. That'll be two balls, one strike here at the top of the eighth. And line drive out to first base, and runners advance, and Mora decides to go back to first. He was looking at second and decided to stay back. Shout out to the Bat Boy Jack. And up to bat, number pinch hitter, Manduano, number 33, pinch hitting, Manduano. Avios, eyes second. Runners on first and second as the Colt 45s. The score again here. It's a 16-2 baseball game. And Avios delivers it for another ball. It'll be one ball, one strike. Delivery right down the middle. And Manduano does not swing on it, and that'll be strike two. Avios looking around, and that'll be ball two. Ball two, strike two, and Manduano up to bat for the Colt 45s. Runners on first and second. And that'll be strike three. As pinch hitter Rafael, Colby Rafael up to bat. And that'll be strike one. Avios bringing it. And strike two. Avios right down the middle. Rafael does not swing on it. And that'll be ball one. 1-2 pitch as the air is crisp and cold. Not sure if you can hear that, but it is a windy one. That's what you call a gust. One ball. Two strikes. One out. Here we are in the top of the eighth. Sorry, bottom of the eighth. Avios, upset, delivers way inside, just about almost hitting him. Rafael. Runners on first and second. And Avios of NBO delivers. And that'll be ball three. Three balls, two strikes, in this 2-16 ball game. Rafael takes a stance. Avios looks around at the other runners on first and second. Rafael hits it right past the pitcher,
into the second baseman's hands. That'll be two outs. As the runners on first and third.
Second is for number four, Mark Anthony Carroll.
Mark Anthony Carroll up to bat, number four. Right into the net, foul ball. Avios put a spin on it. And Rafael hits it off the top of the bat. So that combination is going to put it right into the net. Back here, foul ball. Avios, right down the middle. Strike one. Strike two. Meatball right down the middle for strike two. Avios again. Way inside this time. Catcher runs back to get it at the net. Avios steps off the mound. Coming up to the front. Now back on the mound. Avios comes set. Delivers. And that'll be strike three. As the dust blows up 30 feet into the air a little bit here. And we are here. And tonight's game has been brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. They got all the stuff out there. You got to go check them out. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. We'll be right back for this last inning.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
All right, we are back here at Tiger Field for this ninth inning. The delivery to number 24, Hanson, up to bat for NBO Sacramento. And strike one. Upset, deliver. That'll be ball one. Here we are, the top of the ninth. And this 2-16 ball game, Colt 45s, have sealed it up. Ooh, nice hit. All the way out to the outfield as Hanson takes first base.
Hanson seals the right field.
Next up to bat, Jonathan Wright of NBO Sacramento.
Third base number 11, Jonathan Wright.
Thank you.
and the delivery for one ball. No outs here at the top of the ninth inning. No outs and runner on first. And Wright does not swing. And that'll be one ball, one strike. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR, Shasta Redding, and Memory Lane, Vintage Antiques and Collectibles, for bringing us this game tonight. And that foul ball was, fair ball was caught for out number one. One out here in this top of the ninth inning. And MBO trying to get another score on the board tonight. This final inning. And number 21 up to bat. Tough set. The delivery will be two strikes. One ball, two strikes, and one out here at the top of the ninth. And we'll be right back here tomorrow night. And I'll be covering that game again for Jacob. And Sunday night, Jacob Green will be back announcing. And I'll be back in the studio where I've been bringing this game last year and this year, along with Phil Churchill. We've been Phil Churchill came along this year, producer. And that is a foul ball for one strike and two outs. The delivery is strike two. Strike two, two outs. And everyone's quiet watching this game close up here. Out here at Tiger Field. And that'll be strike three. And that's our ball game tonight, folks. The final score is two. But MBO and the Colt 45 scored 16 points tonight. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow night for another game against NBO. And special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and online at KCNR1460.com. My name is Dave Wiley. I'll be back out here tomorrow night. We'll get Jacob out here on Sunday night. He is the voice of Redding Colt 45s. And special thanks for listening and drive safely tonight. Come on out tomorrow and don't forget to sign your kids up. Go to the Colt 45s website and sign them up for that baseball camp starting Monday. You can come right up to the gate on Monday. That starts bright and early. So go check out the website. Get signed up for that. And we will see you tomorrow night. And good night.
harasses Jews and damages property. An immigration judge has already vindicated this position. We expect a higher court to do the same, unquote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's no time frame for ending Israel's military operations in Iran.
As long as it takes, because we face an existential danger, a dual existential danger. One from 20,000 such rockets, 20,000, not one. This is one rocket, one missile. And the other is, of course, atomic bombs in the hands of this mad regime.
A cybersecurity firm warning that billions of passwords have been compromised.
The data was stolen through multiple events over time, not just one single source. CyberNews says that the 30 exposed data sets each contain a vast amount of login information for a total of 16 billion compromised credentials. That includes passwords for a range of popular platforms, including Google, Facebook, and Apple. Experts advise that you change your passwords, do not use the same password for multiple sites, and add a multi-factor authentication.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Ohio Republican Congressman Max Miller said Thursday he was run off the road by a man displaying a Palestinian flag. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Miller said in an accompanying video that the man initially decided to lay on his horn, but then ran him off the road when he, quote, couldn't get my attention. Miller said the man also yelled, "Death to Israel." Miller, who is Jewish and pro-Israel, has been open about his fears of anti-Semitic violence since the onset of the war in Gaza, telling the media outlet Axios in 2023 that he carries a weapon for self-protection. Miller claims to know the identity of the alleged assailant, though he didn't name them in the video. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal judge held a brief hearing over whether the Trump administration should continue its deployment of troops to Los Angeles. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer Friday put off issuing any additional rulings after an appellate court on Thursday gave President Trump a key procedural victory, saying he can keep control of the National Guard. Breaking news at townhall.com. The heat is on across the United States.
Summer will make a dramatic entrance in the United States this week with a heat dome that will bring stifling temperatures and uncomfortable humidity to millions. The heat will be particularly worrisome this weekend across the stretches of Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, where forecasters are warning of extreme temperature impacts. This will be the first stretch of summertime weather for many from the Midwest to the East Coast. The humid conditions will make places that exceed 90 degrees Fahrenheit feel as much as 20 degrees hotter. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Legendary Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa returning to Wrigley Field for the first time in more than 20 years before Chicago's game with the Mariners. He is set to be inducted into the Cubs Team Hall of Fame this year. He arrived Friday at the iconic Northside Ballpark in a black SUV, greeted with a hug from owner Tom Ricketts as he exited the vehicle. Sosa was a headliner in a generation of baseball's biggest names. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to
start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you've seen that, because that's all about bombing Iran's underground nuclear facility. That's what the whole movie is based on. And it's all about where we are right now. Hollywood, way ahead of us again. You know, they're so smart in Hollywood. Remarkable stuff. But talking about a two-week thing, and I've got to say, more and more, here's where I am now. I think President Trump, we're hearing that the Europeans are now, you know them, they're going to take a pause from sipping a not-so-fussy Chardonnay and throwing bonbons back to their uvulas. And they're going to say, well, maybe we shouldn't be in favor of just allowing the world's leading state sponsors of radical Islamic jihadi terror to enrich uranium and make an arsenal of nuclear weapons. Maybe we as Europeans should actually be against that. Maybe. And I tell you, if you get the Euros and the phony baloney, this phony guy from the IAEA, he's out there saying, oh, no, they don't want a nuclear bomb. They just want to make their heads shine in the sunlight by enriching uranium and having lots of U-238 or whatever they need there, enriching uranium that makes it weapons grade, that is nuclear weapons grade. Nothing to do with medicine or energy or any of the things that the left will lie to you about, because they'll lie to you about the sun coming up, these people. But I'm thinking that President Trump is looking for a way to rally the so-called world, and that would be the Western Europeans and NATO. And if you get them all to agree, okay, we can go forward, but absolutely no enrichment, then President Trump finds an off-ramp toward the end of the negotiation. After extracting concessions from the Islamists in Iran, and there's no bomb ever dropped, no B-2 stealth bomber flights. I'm thinking that that's where we're angling right now. And President Trump is masterful. He's expert at creating the doubt in their minds and in everybody's minds, and the minds of Democrats, if you can call them minds, creating all this panic that usually they're just in a gender panic. But this creates a nuclear panic, which I think is a better thing to panic about. If you're going to panic, it shouldn't be about your own genitalia. You should just be comfortable with that. But they've got a lot of issues, lots and lots of issues. And I think President Trump is going to create, now, I mean, the crisis already exists, but I think he is sizing up the situation and utilizing the circumstances to put the fear of Allah into the terrorists and the Democrats, who might be worse than the Islamists, honestly, in myriad ways. So we've got that, but I think that President Trump is likely to, in 2 weeks' time now, we got this two-week timeline, as, oh no, he might drop bombs, it's Friday, he might, people say things like that, it's Friday, he might drop them because it's Friday, like that has something to do with it. And we're hearing that, and it doesn't. We're hearing that, but I'm thinking President Trump, he, you know, one of the things he wants? Mock and ridicule Barack Obama, who, you remember Barack Obama took a shot at Donald Trump when he was in the audience at the White House Correspondents' Dinner years ago, before Donald Trump was running for president, and Donald Trump said, oh, okay, Barack Obama thinks he can just take a shot at me like that. Maybe I'll just run for president and win and undo everything that Barack Obama ever did. And one of the things Barack Obama did was the JCPOS, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Beep. And now President Trump is going to, everything Barack Obama did as president should be undone by the civilized world, because he's not on our side, not on our side at all. But now we've got this two-week window, and negotiations are now set to be ongoing for 2 weeks. And Israel has dominated the airspace over the entire country of Iran, and they can take out what they want to take out. And if we wanted to send B-2 bombers in, according to all of the open reporting now, the B-2s, which can fly over at 50,000 feet, by the way, making them hard to take down for any of the bad guys, and drop a couple of these bunker buster bombs, 30,000-pound bombs, two per aircraft, per B-2 Spirit, the stealth bombers, and boom, boom, you can take that. But I think President Trump, one of the things he wants, and I don't think he's ever going to get it, but he might earn it, even though he'll never get it, is the Nobel Peace Prize. Donald Trump would like, and that would be a thumb in the eye to Barack Obama up the yin-yang, and doing it, getting the Nobel Peace Prize, at least being nominated certainly for the Nobel Peace Prize, by way of really denuclearizing Iran when Barack Obama created a giant lie about denuclearizing Iran with his JCPOS. And President Trump could walk away at the end of the day, and he's quite a crafty guy, walk away at the end of the day saying, well, now Iran has no nuclear program, not because of Hussein, that's Barack Hussein Obama, not because of Hussein, but because of Donald John Trump. Then Donald Trump would laugh all the way to the Nobel Awards, although, once again, the Nobel run by lefties in Europe, and they'll never give them to Donald Trump. He could end all warfare for all eternity, and the Nobel Committee would still say they went with Barack Obama for his melanin levels. Because the Nobel Committee gave Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize, which comes with $1 million in cash. And then he went ahead and attacked 8 countries around the world as president over the course of 8 years. The greatest number of countries attacked by a U.S. president since Harry Truman and FDR during World War II. And that is That's Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner. He won, and he didn't even have to run against girls, which it might be funny to watch. That it'd be fun to watch, wouldn't it? That's good. Hey, just speaking of running against girls, and Michelle Obama has emerged. She came out and she said, "There's another one we didn't get to yesterday, but she's got her own podcast. Who doesn't?" I think Osama bin Laden has his own podcast, and he was killed years ago and thrown in the ocean, wrapped up like a corn dog. But never mind that. The Michelle Obama has emerged, and she said she's really happy that she didn't have a boy in terms of giving birth, right? Didn't have a boy because she's afraid that the boy would have grown up to be just like Barack. And that's why she's happy she didn't have a boy. Because she certainly doesn't want another one of them. You know why? Was that like the Larry Sinclair thing? Do you think that has to do with Larry Sinclair? Or is that Michelle being... what did Joan Rivers say about Michelle? Definitely a tranny, the first tranny, first lady. I think that's true. But Michelle Obama, she's on a tear. And I just can't... Every time this comes up, Michael Pearson and I end up talking about Joan Rivers. And I think her last interview... with a dude on the street when she was going into her apartment building.
Do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. We all know. Come on, we all know. So, Michelle, she's got a podcast now. She said she's happy she didn't have a boy, just those two girls. And Michael, I guess we got this now. We're talking about it now. Because here's Michelle Obama on her own podcast, because some people have nothing but time. And here's Michelle Obama on her, that should be the name of her podcast, Nothing But Time.
You should have threw a boy in the mix.
I'm so glad I didn't have a boy.
Yeah.
Because he would have been a Barack Obama.
Baby Barack. It would have been amazing.
Ooh, no, I would have felt for him.
Yeah, no, you might get the impression that they're not really fond of each other. It might have to do with Larry Sinclair and being a tranny. And I'm glad I didn't have a boy because it'd be a Barack, and you don't want that. Amazing stuff. But in any case, back to President. Enough transgender stuff. We'll leave the Democrats for later in the program. Are they all transgender? Did you see at Oregon? We have one of our 50 states is Oregon. It's out on the West Coast for Democrats trying to follow along. And you got Washington up there in the north, and Oregon, then California on the West Coast. They're on the Pacific Ocean. I don't know if you're familiar with the oceans of the world, but yeah, Pacific Ocean. And in Oregon, they had... the Democrats in control of the state house because of communism and everything. And they have, in Seattle, they've got a 16-foot bronze statue downtown, out in public for everyone to see, of Vladimir Lenin, the Soviet communist revolutionary mass murderer. Got a 16-foot bronze statue because they're Democrats and they're mental, a lot of mental issues. But in the Oregon state house, they had... two giant transgender men. They say transgender. They're just dudes who could play in the NFL. And they're kind of dressed like women. They're barely even dressed. So one dude's got a shaved head, and he's like 6'4", 240, and he's got some kind of a Caribbean pantsuit on or something. And he's dancing. What songs did they dance to? Yeah, some Beyonce song and an Aretha Franklin song. And in Oregon... the Democrats brought these two dudes in who don't look like a lady, and they had them dance around to celebrate transgender child genital mutilation.
The opening ceremony today will be presented by Isaiah Esquire and Aquaflora.
Aquaflora.
Performing I Was Here by Beyonce.
But not for
and
long.
And A Deeper Love by Aretha Franklin.
When they say A Deeper Love, you don't even want to know.
They are from Portland and are guests of Representative Nelson.
Representative Nelson is introducing, and they're going to do music and stuff because they're... Now, they're playing this, and this is in the State House. This isn't in a bar at 1 a.m. on a Thursday night, everybody microdosing LSD. This is in the State House. And there's these two dudes dancing And this one huge dude does the splits. He drops and does the splits. That explains why he's wearing a funny pantsuit. And they're from satellite photos. They're unmistakably men. But the Democrats are very, very, very unwell. And keep in mind, it was Barack Obama that gifted us this Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOS. And now we're still working our way out of Barack Obama's foreign policy. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. We shouldn't elect presidents that are just not on our side. You know what I mean by that. Democrats. We shouldn't elect Democrats not on our side. In the meantime, all kinds of updates on Iran, Israel, the Middle East, war, nuclear weapons, the jihad, the Democrat Party. Israel, Iran, updates. European ministers to press Iran to curtail. This is their to curtail nuclear activities. But it's all just for medicine and energy, according to Democrats, who have the brains of squirrels after being run over by cars, which is kind of sad. Speaking of which, we had a big storm around here. You see this big storm? Big storm. Very tragic. Electricity and things like that. We are at 888-630-9625.
I'm in therapy right now because I'm transitioning.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
This country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Gedify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Gedify to tell you that these shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. Gedify shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our Gedify shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 30% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888. Or by heading to Gedify.com and using the code Chris. That's texting Chris to 91888. And with Gedify's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest-rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-848-4499. 800-848-4499. Again, that's 800-848-4499.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Democrat Party theme songs. You know, we've been using Lola for years, as the song Lola as the Democrat Party's theme song. And I think Dude Look Like a Lady is one of them. And they've got a lot of issues, these people. All right, listen, I've got the Wall Street Journal update for you, reporting on the Iran situation and President Trump and the U.S., and I want to share that with you momentarily. Right now, let us go to the telephones and talk to the great American people. We remain at 888-630-9625. Let us go to Lee, calling, not coincidentally, from Leesburg. Lee, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris Plant.
Hey, Lee.
I just wanted to bounce this off you and get your opinion, because I myself am not convinced that this operation in Iran is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
For three reasons. Basically, the first one is, a week ago we weren't even talking about going into Iran, bombing another country, and start changing a regime. And Israel got into this, and they're doing their thing, but, we're kind of like the dog here, and I kind of feel like this is like the tail wagging the dog. We're working on Israel's timeline, and, the American public is not maybe prepared to, going into a possible long-term war.
Mm-hmm.
Second is, these nuclear sites, from what I've read, I'm no expert on this, but I could just intuitively, understand that this is a network. This is not like one little spot out in the mountain somewhere. That these things probably, this is like a mine probably, however this operation is being run. So there's questions as to whether a run, is going to do it and is going to wipe these things out,
Right.
So I hope the U.S. military has a comprehensive, sophisticated plan in order to deal with all this.
Right, but
we've
seen this before, and we know better than to, we should know better by now.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Why would you bring in the E-4B right now if you're not readying for battle in the Middle East? And I think the answer might be that they're telegraphing, President Trump and the Trump White House are telegraphing all of this. Now we're moving a third aircraft carrier battle group. All right, we've got the Carl Vinson already there. The Nimitz group is that Carl Vinson is an aircraft carrier, and it usually travels with a dozen or so warships, and including a submarine or two, and lots of ships that can launch missiles, and an aircraft carrier that can launch a lot of airplanes. And that aircraft carrier battle group is more powerful than just about any country on Earth all by itself. Then a second aircraft carrier battle group with the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier headed to the area. I think they're in the Indian Ocean or something. And it'll be a while till they get there. But the then a third carrier battle group leaving the East Coast of the United States and heading that general direction. You don't typically announce that stuff when it's going to be many days, if not weeks, for the East Coast group to get there. You don't generally telegraph that stuff. And then you talk about the 30,000-pound bunker busters and the B-2s and the news media showing the videos of the B-2 bombers all over the place dropping the thing. In fact, I think, did Kevin post photos yesterday on social media, of on the Twitter and Facebook and stuff, of me a long, long time ago, 28 years ago, I looked at this. I looked at this a couple of days ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I went to Whiteman Air Force Base a long time ago in my previous job, Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, and hung out with B-2 bombers, and I got some pictures, and I said, oh, let me go find these pictures. And there I am inside the hangar with a B-2 bomber at Whiteman Air Force Base with a sign behind me that says, do not enter, lethal force authorized, and guys with rifles there that'll shoot you if you go over and try to scratch the airplane. And they're expensive. You know, you got to take care of your airplanes. That and then I got aboard an in-flight refueling airplane, and I'm not sure if it was a KC-135 or a KC-10, and we went airborne, and then B-2 bombers came up and refueled in flight, and I was down in the bay where the man controlling the boom is, and a lot of fun as the B-2 bombers came up and refueled, and so I gathered up a couple of photos. I had to go back to my old friend Jamie, who I covered the Pentagon with, and say, you have these photos? And he shared the photos with me. And Kevin Tober does a lot of our social media stuff, and he posted these photos yesterday. And I was looking at these photos, and I realized, man, I still have that shirt. Yeah, believe me, that's 1997. I'm very thrifty. Very thrifty. You know, this is why you buy high-quality things. You buy high-quality garments. It's a wool-rich shirt. And I was looking at this. I said, man, do I still have that shirt? That's crazy. And not only do I still have that shirt, but my best girl said, not only do you have that shirt, you were wearing it this morning. It's like, wait a minute, my 1997 B-2 bomber in-flight refueling shirt. And I should do commercials for wool-rich shirts. And I'll tell you what, I immediately went onto Al Gore's amazing internet, and I found the same shirt. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to buy the same. I'm like, man, that thing, that lasts. That's a high-quality garment right there. I said garment. And I'm a haberdasher. Isn't that great? So I'm still wearing the figure. Right, now back to bombing Iran, because that's probably more important than my shirt. As the conflict, the Wall Street Journal writes, European ministers to press Iran to curtail nuclear activities. And the Europeans are because President Trump has forced them to the table. He's forced them to the table by rattling the saber. By way of talking about B-2 bombers, then the media shows B-2 bombers on a loop. Hundreds and hundreds of times, the same video of the same B-2 bombers dropping the same bombs on the same patch of dirt in the desert somewhere where Ilhan Omar's family comes from. Well, different desert, but, you know, black scorpions crawling over her son's bleached bones in the windswept sands of some beepole country far away. But the Wall Street Journal continues. And honestly, the Europeans, they're now, not only are they at the table, they're trying to drive the train on denuclearizing Iran. The Europeans are, and they see, I don't know if they're actually afraid of Trump. I don't think they really are, the Europeans. But the Iranians are, and it gives the Europeans leverage, and the United States leverage, while Donald Trump puts the fear of Allah into them. And that's like the fear of God, but slightly different. And now if President Trump gets the Europeans on, and it looks like they're already on board, and the fake United Nations, which has never been united, and most of them shouldn't even be nations, but, and if President Trump gets them to really denuclearize, and it might involve the Ayatollah Khamenei dying of natural causes, piles or something like that, could die of piles, couldn't he? Then President Trump denuclearizes Iran, really, with the assistance of these feckless, mostly useless European allies of ours. And then President Trump would deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, which they would not give to him. And President Trump could thumb his nose one way or the other at Barack Obama, who certainly did not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize and certainly did not denuclearize Iran, but perpetrated another terrible fraud, a sham, against the American people and the people of the world, because he's a Hollywood actor and not an actual world leader, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, the Wall Street Journal continuing, as the conflict enters its second week, I read this aloud to Michael Piercy earlier today, I said, boy, it seems like it's been a lot longer than a week, doesn't it? Seems like it's been like 2 months. Remember when Barack Obama started bombing Libya, one of 8 countries he attacked, used the U.S. military to it, and he said, oh, this will take days and not weeks. And then the media stopped paying attention. They just dialed it out because it's Barack Obama, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And then he bombed Libya for 8 months, and the news media completely ignored it until there was regime change, by the way.
Let me emphasize that we anticipate this transition to take place in a matter of days and not a matter of weeks.
8 months later, regime change and left the country in the hands of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We had Gaddafi, bad guy, deserved what he got in the end. But we, the West and the United States, really, we had him in a box. And he was handing over the Islamist terrorists to us. They were a threat to him, too. But we wanted him, and he was our little puppet, our plaything. He had been tamed and put into a box. And then you remember Hillary Clinton was very excited when Gaddafi was killed, and she decided to get all pseudo Shakespearean on us.
We came, we saw, he died.
And they all laugh. That was regime change when Democrats are bombing countries for 8 months after they promise you it will be days and not weeks. They bomb it for 8 months. That leads to regime change, to the murder, the killing of the leader in a brutal fashion. And they literally laugh about it. And the new Hillary Clinton, she was thinking about her husband when she was laughing about killing world leaders. And the media, the New York Times, they applauded. Like, oh, this is why you get the Nobel Peace Prize for Arab nation regime change in North Africa, then the refugee crisis flowing into southern Europe and all that. But never mind that. So as the conflict enters its second week, European foreign ministers are meeting Iranian officials in Switzerland to push for de-escalation. This is the first time the Europeans have ever taken the lead on anything. And the only reason they're doing it is because Donald Trump is driving the process. And the goal is the total denuclearization of Iran. And, let me say further, the goal is the total denuclearization of Iran without the United States ever dropping a bomb. That's the ultimate goal. And I believe that that is President Trump's goal also. That he would like to outsmart them all by rattling cages and by, is he threatening to drop bombs? I guess. Certainly there's an implied threat, even if it's an indirect threat, it is implied. And now we have, listen to this, the Wall Street Journal. European foreign ministers are meeting with Iranian officials in Geneva. There's a lake there, you know, and a big fountain or two in the middle of it. On Friday, that's today, to press them to de-escalate and to offer a rollback of Tehran's nuclear activities. Now, the Europeans are in Geneva, much nicer than having to go to Iran, particularly under the circumstances today. The meeting comes after President Trump said he will decide on whether to strike Iran, quote, within 2 weeks, end quote. Now, President Trump didn't say that himself, but I believe that his wonderful spokeswoman said this yesterday, said that he will decide whether to strike Iran with bunker busters and stuff. And he's laid out a two-week timeline. And what happened? The European ministers all got on airplanes and flew to Geneva. Hey, let's meet with the Iranians and see if we can get them to denuclearize.
I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision-making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you.
I will make my decision, go or no go, within the next 2 weeks. And honestly, I've gone back and forth a little bit, and that's part of Trump's negotiating style. And he likes people to quake in their moccasins and live in fear of what might happen, what he might do. And he doesn't even have to do it. He just has to raise an eyebrow, and half the world goes crazy. They go into a gender panic, right? So President Trump's next to it, according to the White House, and President told senior aides on Tuesday that he had approved attack plans for Iran, but was waiting to see if Tehran would abandon its nuclear program, people familiar with the deliberations said. His goal is for Iran to abandon their nuclear program without him ever dropping a bomb. That's where I am now. All right, now let's grab a phone call, Michael, because I do go on. But let's go to Phil, Philip of Aragon. It's actually Philip, formerly of Arlington, but it's kind of a medieval title. Phil, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. So, the massive ordnance penetrator, which is what everybody calls the bunker buster, is a 30,000-pound munition. And the mother of all bombs, the massive ordnance airburst, is a 22,000-pound munition. The MOAB is designed to come out of the back of a C-130 on a pallet. Mm-hmm. Now, my suspicion is the MOP, the massive ordnance penetrator, might be able to do the same thing, but was never tested because no one ever thought there'd be a permissive environment. Right now, the Israelis have beat down the Iranian air defenses pretty bad. So pretty much the only thing left are anti-aircraft cannon. So I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing there's a very rapid testing process going on to certify the MOP for C-130 to give the Israelis the option to go in. Now, it's chancy because it would be a low-altitude drop, comparatively speaking, probably like 25,000 feet versus the 50,000-plus of the B-2. But it's a possibility to give that option to Israel. I'll take a break if you have any questions.
Oh, I like that assessment. It sounds like you may have some background in this field.
I am a former B-52 bombardier and also was a C-130 navigator. During the Vietnam War, the big Blue 82, the 15,000-pound munition, was used extensively to make airfield or landing zones for helicopters.
Right, daisy cutter.
The daisy cutter, right.
Yeah.
The C-130 definitely has the payload to carry it.
Right.
But like I said, I don't think anybody ever thought of going in with the penetrator because that's something for a hard targeted like Libya, North Korea, you know, Iran. But now that Israel's beat down the air defenses, there's a distinct possibility that can happen. The second possibility is introduction of commandos to get on that target and go in there and get into the bunkers themselves.
Right.
I think those are both options for Israel. And I think President Trump is providing time and space to look at both of those.
I like the way you think, and I love the idea of using the MOP, the 30,000-pound penetrating bunker buster from an Israeli C-130 rather than from an American B-2 out of Whiteman. And you're right, if the Israelis have secured total air dominance over Iran, then that becomes a very real option. I like less the commando raid, which would look like a scene from a James Bond movie or an In-Like Flint movie, and that should be avoided because of the threat of the danger of casualties and even prisoners. But boy, I got to tell you that you are Philip of Aragon. You are the son of Charles V. You're dominant, and I love the let the Israelis bring it in on a C-130 option. That is fascinating. Phil, see,
well, there's one other option, Chris, I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
There are several aircraft in the world that are used to launch payloads into space. It's called the Air to Launch. There's a 747, an L-1011 Lockheed, and there's also that massive strato launch, a huge plane with two fuselages. All three of them have the capability of carrying something this heavy. So that's another possibility, too, and they would fly much higher than a C-130.
Fascinating. Phil, I got to tell you, I owe you a beer for this call. That was great. That was great call. That's wonderful.
You
I like
to break it on the Chris Plant Show. Breaking news.
Just wonderful. Great stuff. Phil, formerly of Arlington, saluting you, my friend. Just a great call. Thank you.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
This country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Jetify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Jetify to tell you that these shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. Jetify shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our Jetify shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 30% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888. Or by heading to Jetify.com and using the code Chris. That's texting Chris to 91888. And with Jetify's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest-rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com.
This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Well, Philip American, I got to tell you, Phil, that's a phone call that people are going to be talking about at the dinner table tonight. Great stuff, just great stuff. Perfectly timed, wonderful, wonderful. After talking to the great Jasmine on phones today, who's no concert last night, right? No concert last night? No concert last night. That's it. You should go to a concert every night if you can. All right, real quick, we're running out the clock. Let's go to Randy calling from Rogers, Arkansas. Randy, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Randy, you're on the Chris Plant Show. You're calling from Rogers, Arkansas. Randy's busy doing. So what do you think he's doing? Is he at the drive-thru? I think Randy's at the drive-thru. He doesn't have time. Randy, we have your time has expired. I just mean on the radio, not on Earth or anything like that. Not a really big thing. It's okay. Got that. Also, have you seen this Republican congressman from Ohio that was nearly run off the road by a crazy Democrat with a Palestinian flag? A Jewish congressman, and some Democrat recognized him and attacked him because they're pro-Hamas, pro-Iran, anti-Semites. They're violent. They're criminally insane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.